Man, that hit hard. I love openings like that. Welcome, Cash Sports. I'm Ryan Fairbanks. I'm your host. My co-host, Alec Fairbanks, is working. Good for him. He's at work. Cash Sports. Seattle friendly, anti-Dallas. We just talk about fun stuff. All the stuff you want to talk about, everything going on in the sports world, mostly things that are just off the top of my head. We don't get deep on stats. We don't do that. Very surface level. But fun. Informative, maybe? I mean, you might find some things informative. It's definitely not an institution of learning. It's more of an institution of fun. And sports. Man, this music is making me want to work out. You recognize it? I could get in trouble for using this copyrighted song on my podcast. iTunes could just take down the podcast forever. Slap me with a copyright violation. I don't know what exactly that would entail. I don't really care. But do you recognize this song? It's War. It's War. It's from the Rocky IV soundtrack. He's training to fight Ivan Drago. Pumps me up, man. I might just stop this podcast right now and work out. But probably not. I have been working out. A lot. I took the last 3-4 years off. Been doing the stay-at-home dad thing. Housewife, you know, sweatpants. Throwing my hair up in a ponytail. Never shaving. Dude, I don't know, housewives. Yeah, they probably never shave their freaking legs. That's why they wear sweatpants all the time. Rarely shaved. Kind of let it all go. Got up to about, I was in my, you know, I was down to about, in shape, 220. I got down to 210, a little under 210. That was a little too thin. 220 was right in the wheelhouse. That's right where I needed to be. And so when you go on a journey like that, I started out, I was about 270. Got down to 209, 208. Settled in at about 220. Then I thought, this journey was fun. I'm so glad I reached my destination. I'm here. I'm 220. I look good. I feel good. I got lazy. Slowly but surely, stopped working out. The pounds, they just start to pile on. Not a lot right away. You gain that first 10, you're 230, you think, you know what, I still look okay. I'm still all right. Then they just keep coming and coming. And you start eating McDonald's again. And you start eating a whole pizza again. And a large bag of Doritos is one single serving for you. And it's not enough. There's got to be some ice cream, some pepperoni sticks, processed meat products, jerky, pepperoni, cocktail pep, summer sausage, all kinds of sausages. Not in a gay way. And then wine. You quit drinking regular alcohol. I don't drink beer. I don't drink liquor anymore. I just drink wine. But if you drink 1.5 liters of it at a time, it's a lot of empty calories. It's probably about 2,500 calories a bottle. I got up to 285 pounds. I was staring three bills in the face. 300 pounds. 6'4", 300 pounds was my future. It was hard to walk upstairs. Was out of breath all the time doing stuff with Cash. Just out of breath. Hey, Cash. And he walks in on cue. So I said no more of that. I'm happy to report that I'm healthy. I only eat natural food. Natural. Stuff that comes from the earth. No processed. No packaged. None of that. And I exercise every day. I'm down to 245. What did you just say, Cash? I'm the best. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. So everything's good now. Headed back to 220. I'll get there. ASAP. But that's not the end of the podcast, though. I just got... That was just on the fly. Got a little out of hand. Sorry about that. Hold on. Yes, Cash. What's up? What can I do for you?
I need something to put the scroll on.
Oh, well, you don't have to keep yelling anymore. You can just talk normal, okay?
Okay.
You mean you need like a plate to put that on? Well, where's Mommy?
She's in the front room.
Oh. Mommy!
Mommy!
Mommy! Cash is in the podcast studio headquarters needing me to do something for him. Mommy!
Mommy!
Cash.
Yes?
He needs something to put that roll on.
Oh, you need a plate?
Yeah.
Come here,
can you help with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thanks. See you later.
Okay.
I thought, you know, I'll do it when Jackie's home. That way, it will be a kid-free podcast. That was dumb. Life with kids. You guys feel me. You know what I'm talking about. It's about the kids. Period. They are the priority. As annoying as they are, they're the priority. Okay, so let's stick to sports. This is a sports podcast. And I procrastinate on this. I know. Oh, good. Cash is coming back in. Great. He's going to get mad in a minute because he realizes he's being kept out of here. This is all going to be a big meltdown in a minute. What was I saying? Kids are annoying. Love them. Love them. Do anything for them. Do everything for them. Annoying. People can't, I'll just be honest about it. Parenting. It sucks. It's wonderful at the same time. But it sucks. And do you like being an adult? Good luck. Anyways, I know I procrastinate. I'm not very good at just sitting down and doing this. Mostly because what a big chunk of my life is stay-at-home dad. And we got another baby on the way. I also have a 21-year-old. As you should be here. But he's at work. I can't get mad at him. He needs to be at work. That's where he should be. But anyway, I got to wait for him to be available. I've got to try to carve out a space where the 3-year-old Cash isn't going to just take over and I just get pissed and I don't want to do it anymore. But mostly I'm just lazy. So those are all some great excuses that I threw out there. Force fields that I threw up. Reasons why I don't do it as much as I should. Not that anybody's really listening, but I do know that one person will be listening. And it's probably the reason why I'm sitting here doing this podcast right now. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't even be doing it. But my longtime childhood friend, Adam Teachout, shout out to Teachout. He's been trolling me on social media, telling me that I need to do it. Now, he's the only one telling me that I need to do it. But I'm sure he's not the only one who really wants me to do it. I mean, come on. It's me. So you know what I'm going to do right now? And he probably won't even answer. I don't have Adam's cell phone number, but you do know that you can call people on Facebook. So I'm going to call Adam Teachout on Facebook. Now I'm in Plano, Texas. He's in Olympia, Washington. Adam is on summer break. He is a teacher Sorry if you're a principal or something now by now, Adam, but I do know that you were a teacher. So it's summertime. He's got to be laying around in his black socks and underwear right now, and definitely whitey tidies, and definitely black socks. And he's a redhead, so he's pasty white as all can be, freckled everywhere. So just picture a redheaded wrestler man with freckles all over his body and whitey tidies and black socks sitting in a recliner. That's probably what he's doing right now. But I'm going to call him on Facebook. Now, I'm willing to bet that his phone has never rang from Facebook, so he's probably going to be a little freaked out to begin with. He probably won't answer. He'll probably just message me back. But while he's listening to this weekend on his vacation that he's taking, he'll know that he was a big part of Cash Sports podcast being done this time. So let's give Adam a call, see if he answers. Hear that? Beep, beep, beep. This is on Facebook. He's looking at his phone going, what the? Adam. Adam. He's not going to answer. Adam isn't receiving calls right now. I'm going to record a voice message. Adam, it's your lifelong mentor, idol, sports hero, Ryan Fairbanks. I was calling you on Facebook to let you be a part of this podcast today. You were slated to be a huge part of it. I don't know, man. You wouldn't answer your phone. But anyway, thanks, Adam, for the inspiration. Doing a podcast. This one's for you, buddy. See ya. Don't try to call me back because I'm not answering. I figured he wouldn't answer. Oh, I mean, would you answer if your phone was ringing through Facebook? I mean, it does tell you who it is. Does that mean he doesn't like me? Well, I'm going to push through and I'm going to get through this podcast anyway, but yeah, Adam. Anyway, Adam, there's some legendary stories between Adam and I, like high school pranks, doing things to each other's houses and cars and stuff like that. Now, like I said, I'm pretty sure he's a school teacher, so I'm not going to say anything that could get him in trouble. Not that he ever did anything that could get him in trouble. But if he did, I definitely wouldn't put him on blast on this huge, huge podcast that obviously everyone that he works with, works for, listens to. So, shout out, Adam Teachout. Love you, buddy. It's the end of the Adam Teachout segment. Man, I like doing these podcasts. I don't really like doing it by myself. I like to bounce off of, not literally. I like to bounce my thoughts and opinions off of another person. Conversation is what I like better than just me talking. Even though I can talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Let's talk some Colin Kaepernick. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about Colin Kaepernick. Well, for those of you who don't know, I don't know why you're listening to this if you don't know. Colin Kaepernick, former 49ers quarterback, had some early success in his career, has totally fallen off the map. Decided to be a social justice warrior last year during NFL games and now finds himself without a job. It's just common sense. I mean, just the way that it played out, that's exactly how it's going to happen. Just common sense. Now, you've got what you hear mostly is that he is being blackballed. Am I allowed to use that word? Blackballed. Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed by the NFL, NFL owners, NFL coaches, man. They just don't like this dude because he's black, man. It's because he's black and because he spoke out, man. That's why they don't like him, these racist dicks. Okay. You know, let's break this down, okay? First and foremost, He was a one-trick pony in the NFL. The running quarterback. Now, please tell me, in the history of the NFL, when that has ever worked for anyone long-term. Now, when I'm talking about, this is basically the only thing they can do. They can't really pass very well. Never. Never. Colin Kaepernick is an exceptional athlete, a great running quarterback. He is a below average passing quarterback. So when NFL teams and NFL defenses and NFL defensive coordinators are game planning, trying to figure out a way to stop Colin Kaepernick, stop him from being able to run. Make him throw the ball. Make him throw the ball. And they did that for two seasons. They did that. And he fell off a cliff. What happened to Colin Kaepernick? He can't run anymore. He's not that great of a passer. Now, if you're running all over the field and you can't be stopped, sprinkle a few passes in there and it's golden. But if you have to be, now this is what NFL quarterbacks write, great, the greats, a pocket passer. That's your thing. That's got to be your thing. And if you need to run, like Steve Young, Russell Wilson, right? If there is pressure and you do have to jump out of the pocket, you have a great ability. But that's not what Colin Kaepernick was or is. Colin Kaepernick is a running quarterback, a run-first quarterback who has a lot of trouble being consistent in the passing game or even being good. And it's been played out, proven out on the field. On the field. Just take a look at the team that just got that he parted ways with, the 49ers. They're a shit show, as talent wise. New GM John Lynch is in there trying to rebuild that program from the ground up. He's not an idiot. He's not a racist. If Colin Kaepernick was a legit franchise quarterback or a legitimate even starter in the NFL, why wouldn't he just keep the guy he already had? He didn't. They didn't. They cut bait. See ya. We suck and we have no quarterback. We still don't want you. Even though you've been our quarterback. Even though you almost won the Super Bowl for us. Still didn't want him. Oh, but that's because he's racist, right? That's because he's black. Let's just stop right there. Like, I want you to just close your eyes and picture an NFL game going on. And picture all the dudes that are on the field right now. What are a large, what race are a large majority of those guys? So in this case, only racism comes into play in the NFL. In no other circumstance. Is there another coach who's like, you know what, I need to get my white boys some playing time, man. These black boys, they're too good, man, but it ain't fair, so I'm going to insert some white power. White power! No. Are there any NFL GMs out there who it's draft day, and they're like, you know what, that black guy's really good, but I want a white guy here. I'm going to take me a white guy. Nope. Nope. Coaching? I mean, owners, when they're hiring coaches? Okay, it's totally racist. I'm just kidding. It's not. Shut up. Yeah. But it's stupid. It's really dumb to cry racism now. It's not about racism. Okay, it's about a distraction. A distraction. Sure, the subject matter just happens to be him not taking a knee, right? And disrespecting basically the military, police. That's disrespectful. That's my opinion. You can have a different one. Cool. That's my opinion. It's disrespectful. People didn't like it. But it became a huge distraction, a huge story, right? Colin Kaepernick didn't even really play last year. But he was talked about as much as any other player in the NFL. To this day, Colin Kaepernick isn't even in the league. And every single day, he is one of the top headlines in the sports world. Every day. He's not even in the NFL. That's a distraction. Distraction. Teams don't want that. Does that make sense to you? Like, think of it like any business, any employer. He's not worth it, okay? He's shown on the field that he's not that great. He's just not. That's the reality. That's the reality. And so you're going to bring that guy. Let's just say, for example, that with Ryan Tannehill and Miami Dolphins quarterback going down, that the Miami Dolphins bring in Colin Kaepernick, right? Now descends on the Miami Dolphins training camp where they're trying to get ready for an NFL season where they're supposed to be pretty decent this year, right? They upgraded their offense. Jay Ajayi was a breakout running back last year as a rookie for him. I mean, the Dolphins are looking. They're on the up. They're on the up. Okay. So Tannehill goes down. You sign Kaepernick to come in. Now, here's the reality of the situation for the Miami organization. The entire media, not just sports media, not just the ESPN, Fox Sports, Bleacher Report, not just those reporters descend. The entire global media descends on the Miami training camp because Colin Kaepernick has been signed by an NFL team. Spike Lee will be there. Shannon Sharp will be there with his fist up in the air. Black Power. Black Lives Matter will be, it'll be a huge, right, media circus. And then we're, okay, let's just start there, right? Now, you're trying to get ready for an NFL season, just on the most basic level. Players, practice, coaches, meetings, just focus, right? That's what training camp is for. Let's get in here. Let's focus. Let's get together. Let's get on the same page. Let's become a team. Okay. Insert media fucking circus. Circus. Interviews, basic interviews, right? Now, the media en masse is there, okay? So every single player on the team, from the highest paid, most famous player, Ndamukong Suh, someone like that, down to a rookie free agent who may not even make the team, are being grabbed by any and every reporter to be asked about what? Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick. Do you think the rest of the NFL was racist by not signing him? Do you think he was blackballed because he's black? Do you think his social justice warrior things have been preventing him from being in the NFL? Do you think the NFL's racist? Do you think all the other teams are racist? Colin Kaepernick, right? I mean, guys don't want to hear that shit. They're no longer being asked about, like, how do you think, what's your position looking like as far as depth? Or do you think you're going to be the starter? Or do you think you're going to make the team? Or how do you think this teammate's doing? It's going to be all Colin Kaepernick. You think the dudes on the team want to fucking go through that? You think they want to be bombarded 24/7? Anytime they stick their head out of anywhere from any reporter who's... No. That's a distraction. That's why teams have not brought him in. If he never... I'll admit. If he never would have done that bullshit... Hijacked an NFL game to pull some bullshit social media stunt. Hijacked. That's not his time. He hijacked. Do it on your own time. Go home and kneel down in front of your driveway and call a press conference and let them know why you're doing it. But he hijacked the NFL, used the NFL to do his social justice warrior bullshit. If he would have never done that, right, he would be a backup in the NFL somewhere right now. He would be. Yep. But he became a distraction. Like I said, take out the subject matter. It doesn't matter why he did it. It's the fact that he became a huge distraction, and he would be a huge distraction. And no team, no organization, no business that's run well wants to bring in a complete shit show and distraction into their mold. Why? You wouldn't bring chaos into your life intentionally, especially if you didn't really need to. Would you? And then you've got like a whole nother level. You've got media types. Spike Lee or Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless. Shannon Sharp saying that the NFL should make some, or Stephen A. Smith, that the NFL should force a team to sign Colin Kaepernick. Or Skip Bayless. What a douche. Never watch that show. Whatever it's called. I don't even know what it's called anymore. It's awful. Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless suck balls. That's not a sports show. It's an activist show. It's awful. Skip Bayless says that if the NFL players would just unite, black NFL players would just unite and boycott the first game, boy, that somebody'd sign him real quick. Really? It's not a racist issue. It's not about that, for fuck's sakes. It's about a distraction. A big, fat distraction that nobody wants. Nobody wants. Because let's just play this scenario right out, right? Let's say a team did sign Colin Kaepernick as their backup quarterback. Again, media circus. Now, this guy's not even brought in to be a starter. He's the backup. And you got every coach and every player having to constantly be asked about their backup fucking quarterback. And not about football, about what are you guys going to do this year? Do you think you all take knees and stuff? Come on. Distraction. Okay, the backup quarterback is the most talked about person on the team. Where? Tebow's gone. Johnny Manziel's gone. I mean, in those guys, it wasn't even about football. Tebow, I think Tebow got hosed. But anyway, I digress. Let's just say he's brought in as the backup quarterback, right? And the NFL has forced some team to sign him in the name of racial equality. let's just divide up the starters. Let's make sure all the starters, it's equally diverse. Is that what we're going to do with our NFL now? Do we need to make sure that the starters, it's an equal, like, multicultural mix? Just to be fair, this is where we're going with this crap. Leave social justice warrior politic bullshit out of the NFL. Leave it out. That's why Kaepernick doesn't have a job. Leave the distractions, leave the side mess out of my NFL. Get it out. I don't like it. I didn't like it when Tim Tebow was kneeling down and I am second and praying to the Lord every time he did any, like, get out of here with that shit. Do it at home. Good for you. Yeah, good. You're religious. I'm glad you are. Please do it. I mean, just go get it out of my face. So let's say, like I was saying, Kaepernick is signed by a team just to be the backup, some depth. Is it going to be racist? Are these same people who are crying racism right now because he's not signed, are they going to be crying racism if he doesn't play? What if he's the backup to a white guy? Are people like Shannon Sharp going to say, we all know he's better than the starter? Boy, that coach is racist. That coach wants to play that white boy. That's where we're going with this crap. And it's total BS and it's absolute nonsense. And it has zero place in the NFL, and that's why I hate it. So, yes, it does just so happen to be that it was a taking a knee, Black Lives Matter, all that bullshit. I love Fidel Castro. That's what Colin Kaepernick decided to do with his career. He made that decision. He's a big boy. Side note, he's adopted and raised by white people. I'm confused about where his hatred for white people comes. I don't get it. And he doesn't look completely black. So I don't like hypocrisy. I don't like hypocrites. I don't like crybabies. So it sucks, Colin Kaepernick. It sucks for you. It was dumb. You can still have your opinions and voice your opinions and be a strong-minded black athlete, blah, 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 blah. But you don't hijack the NFL experience as a platform to convey your beliefs. I'm sorry. And you're paying the price for it. The NFL is a private business. Businesses are going to do what's best for their organization. And bringing in a sideshow, distraction, complainer, social justice warrior is a terrible idea. And I don't know how anyone can disagree with that. Anyone. But I'm tired of talking about him. So hopefully it just goes away. Let's jump to another subject. Let's talk some Seahawks.
Seahawks football.
Now, I'm trying to take a little different approach this year. The last couple of years, and it's been since the Seahawks were, since they won the Super Bowl. It started that year, maybe the year after, where the way that I viewed it and my experience watching it has changed a little bit. There's a lot more pressure. I don't know if that makes sense, but, you know, for a long time, especially growing up a Seahawks fan, like, you never really expected much. So you watched them on Sunday and you rooted for them and you hoped they'd win, but it didn't really mean anything if they lost, because you know that in the end, they weren't really built to be a contender. So now that they are contenders, I'm having like heart palpitations during games. Like, I can't stand it. It's like something personally really huge is riding on the success, the weekly success of this team. And it was just stressing me out, really stressing me out too much, to where I wasn't having fun. I wasn't having fun watching the games. It was too stressful. So I actually tuned out for 2 games last season, 2 weeks. I just said, you know what? I'm not watching the NFL. I can't. I need to take a step back. This is stress. This is ridiculous. I shouldn't be sitting here with my heart fluttering and my blood pressure skyrocketing while I'm watching Seahawks games. This should be fun. It shouldn't be stressful. Taking a step back, it worked a little bit. I mean, I definitely, coming back after that, I was a little less intense about it. But even going into this year, I've kind of taken a little different approach. I'm not so hyper-focused on every little thing. And I don't want to be with the Seahawks how I am with politics. But this isn't about politics. This is a sports podcast. Cash sports. But I still love the Seahawks. I'm still super into it. But I've just been trying to just take a deep breath, step back, and enjoy it. So let's talk some Seahawks. So first thing I noticed, and you probably noticed it too, was how skinny does Russ look? It's a big difference from what he looked like last year. Now, he doesn't look frail, but way thinner. And, I mean, apparently he's on point. I mean, everything I've read, everything I've seen, he's dialed in. He got derailed right off the bat last year, getting hurt against Miami, hurting his ankle, then hurting his knee a couple weeks later. I don't think he was himself all year. I mean, he obviously wasn't himself all year. But barring injury, I have a feeling this is going to be a huge breakout season for Russ, skinny Russ. I was kind of nervous, you know, with the marriage and the new baby. Is this guy going to be laser focused? Because that was one of his, you know, he's laser focused. And I know that when you add a wife and a baby, we're talking about distractions again. No, wives and babies, you're not just as bad distractions. Can't. That's not what I meant. But just common sense says it's going to take having those two things in your life, those two very wonderful things, it's going to take time away from you just being a single guy who can 100% focus on being an NFL quarterback. What effect will that have? I hope none. I mean, Tom Brady's pretty kick-ass, and he's got kids and a supermodel wife. Although, Russell Wilson's wife, that's not a supermodel. She was with Future. I mean, I just can't get past that. Anyways, this is a sports podcast. Cash sports. Let's not get into ripping on, what's her name? Ciara? I don't know. I don't know who she is. I know she's old. Future, On a side note, Future, I know you listen to Cash Sports. Please don't kill Russell Wilson. Please. Not for another 10 years, anyway. I need him to... I like him as a Seahawks quarterback. So, just do me a solid. It's your boy, Ryan Fairbanks at Cash Sports Future. Please don't kill Russ. I'm sure he's an irritating motherfucker to you. But I love to watch him play quarterback, man. So, anyways, side note. But Russ looks good. I think the Seahawks offense looks scary. Now, I know, the offensive line, that was pretty brutal last year. Pretty brutal. And I got really, really irritated with the whole, this philosophy of, we're not going to actually pay for or pick actual offensive linemen in the draft or in free agency. We're going to take somebody who was a defensive lineman at Wyoming who didn't even get drafted in the NFL and turn him into our starting right guard. I don't like that. It just hasn't worked. I mean, show me that guy that you guys have turned from a defensive lineman or whatever into a starting legit offensive lineman in the NFL. I'm not sure that they've been able to do that. So I trust in Pete. I trust in John. So I liked what they did in the draft, getting that kid, the center from Michigan. I like Luke Jokel. I think he just had a bad go of it in Jacksonville. Jacksonville's kind of a black hole. Hopefully Luke is that first round pick. And George Fan. Don't sleep on George. I know he was out there playing left tackle in the NFL with no experience last year, and he got played. But just think about what a freak you have to be to even be in that position. Never really played football before in his life? What? Starting left tackle on an NFL team? What? Hopefully he is the man. Hopefully he's legit. I mean, they're saying good things about him, which you'd expect them to do. But I have a sneaky, sneaky feeling. You know, he's been working with Walter Jones in the offseason. Big Walt, Hall of Famer. So hopefully George Fan, he actually can be that guy. That super freak. We'll see. Ifedi, I like him, even though he got his face destroyed by Frank Clark. Jeez, Frank. Frank Clark is a savage. That's an animal. We just need to teach him not to do that to his teammates. But I think the offensive line is going to be improved. Now, I'm not going to say this is a really good offensive line. I don't know. I mean, it can't be any worse. Can't be any worse. But Wilson, right? Weapons? I mean, Jimmy Graham should be the OG Jimmy Graham. Doug Baldwin. CJ Procise. I'm excited about CJ. Tyler Lockett's coming back. Paul Richardson, breakout. Hope Jermaine Kearse gets cut. Garbage, dumpster fire Jermaine Kearse. I don't know why he's on the team. It's got to be because he's Russ's boy. I know I talk about it all the time. But we got weapons. Jimmy Graham, Paul Richardson, Tyler Lockett, CJ Procise, Doug Baldwin. I'm excited. Can't forget the defense. They are what they are. I mean, they're the stingiest run defense in the NFL every year. It would have been nice to have rookie Malik McDowell out there. Would have been nice. We don't need him. Good thing we don't need him. But his dumb ass was out riding an ATV and apparently messed up his head and face pretty bad. Because this guy might not even play this year. Rookies, man. Good thing we don't need him. Because that D-line, I mean, linebackers, best. KJ Wright, Bobby Wagner, that's the best linebacking duo in the NFL. I don't care what anybody says. Hands down. Year in, year out. The Legion of Boom was not the Legion of Boom last year. Earl is the glue of the Legion of Boom. Earl is what makes the LOB the LOB. Having a guy like that who can come up so fast, who can never gets beat deep, can go sideline to sideline better than any safety in the NFL. Think about it. You're a corner for the Seahawks. You don't have to worry about getting beat deep. Earl's going to get back there. Earl will be there. Earl wasn't there for most of the year last year, and you saw how fucking shitty that was. Richard Sherman was playing hurt. Virtually had no corner on the other side. Shed. Jeremy Lane. Get the fuck out of here. Garbage. Garbage. Sounds like this rookie, Shaq Griffin, that we drafted is a freak. Richard Sherman says he's a freak. Maybe that will shore up the LOB. You know, if we get a stud over there. With everybody healthy, Cam's healthy finally. I think he wasn't feeling, he was hurt all year last year. He wasn't himself. He's back, signed and happy, fat and happy with a contract. I think the Seahawks easily win the NFC West, and they're a contender for the Super Bowl again. I mean, will they win the Super Bowl? I hope so. I don't know. I mean, anything can happen. Anybody who says to you or says out loud in August that they know who's going to win the Super Bowl this year is an idiot, because nobody knows, first of all, and anything can happen. All those things I just said, if Russell Wilson gets hurt, if we have the same situation in the backfield again where everybody gets hurt, Russ gets hurt, it's over. All bets are off. And it goes for any team. Any team. So I'm going to try to not get so intense about the Seahawks this year. I want to enjoy it, and I definitely don't want them to be the reason that I have a heart attack at 42 years of age. And I'm telling you, we were close last year. Real close. I don't know. I'm tired of talking about the Seahawks, though. But you know what I'm not tired of talking about? The shit-tard dumpster fire Dallas Cowboys. Now, I get a lot of... how do I put this? People think they're funny, right? Because I live in Dallas, okay? I live down here. I was born and raised in the Pacific Northwest. I moved to Houston, Texas in 1995. My son Alec was born in Houston. In 1996, I moved back to Washington, was in Washington from 1996 to 2003. But I've been here in Dallas since 2003. Man, what an obnoxious fan base. And I don't mean every single person that I know that is a Dallas Cowboys fan. I have lots of friends down here. They love the Cowboys, and they're cool people. Doesn't mean that if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, I think you're an idiot. I think you probably see all the same stupid, idiotic fanboy shit that I see down here. They think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm going to play you a clip. This is just some, you know, it's a guy at after the Cowboys' first preseason game. Hold on, let me... Damn it. I got to log into Facebook. Hold on. Wouldn't you all like to know? Oops. I just changed my stupid password. See if I got it right. Yes, I'm in. Okay. Anyways, so this is. Oh wait a minute. I think Adam Teachout might have called me back. No, he didn't. Oh, he did message me back. It's a lie, though. This is what I would say. Like, it, when you have kids, like one of the benefits of having kids is you can use them as a force field, right? If somebody needs you to do something or somebody asks if you want to do something, it's, oh, man, you know what? The kids, you know, got to take them to do this and I'll be there all day. Sorry. Force the most epic get out of doing things force field of all time. Adam Teachout says, sorry, have doctor appointments for my girls. Out all day. That's code. That was weird that you called me on Facebook. Don't do it again. So, geez, Adam. Wow. Anyways, tried to have you on the podcast. Didn't want to be the very first guest of Cash Sports. The very first. Didn't want to do it. It's okay. I want to ask you again. Don't worry. I won't ask you to do it again. My bad. Anyway, speaking of Cowboys fans, Adam's not a Cowboy fan. He's a huge Seahawks fan. I wouldn't do that to him. Anyways, I'm going to play you. The Cowboys just recently, you know, they had the first preseason game the other night, the Hall of Fame game. Okay. But, you guys got to hear this. Hold on. It's basically some fans after that game, and this pretty much sums up how Dallas Cowboy fans are here in... Okay, let me...
I don't know if you saw the game right now, but technically the Dallas Cowboys are undefeated and have the best record in the NFL.
It's preseason, bud. Undefeated. They're going to the Super Bowl.
Hey, and that was the third stringers that beat. Those are the guys we're cutting. Yeah.
Jesus. That has to do with what?
We're going to cut the winners, and we're still going to go to the Super Bowl. You guys are saying, oh, it's preseason.
Yeah.
Pero we are undefeated.
Oh.
Oh, where are the fucking haters at?
Right here.
Where the fuck?
Right here, bud.
Where are the fucking haters at?
I'm right here.
Hello.
Hi. Where right here, hater. This is what I deal with. I imagine being surrounded with this. And they act this way when they're 5-11. No, I'm not kidding. They haven't done shit in 2 decades. 20 years. 20+ years. The Cowboys have been completely playoff irrelevant. That's a fact. A fact. Fact, 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 fact. But they act like this every single year. Like coming into this season, oh, you better watch over the Cowboys. That's how it is every single season, no matter what. And it's so fun to troll them. Because guess what happens every time? Well, at least for the last 20 years anyway. Every single time. Fail. Epic fail. They suck. Epic, 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 epic fail. So that's why I have so much fun messing with Cowboy fans. It's easy. It's like when you have one of those laser pointers with a little cat, little kitten, and you make it run into the wall, crash into furniture and stuff. Just chasing the shiny light. The Cowboys are going to be, they are a dumpster fire. They're going to be a dumpster fire this year. One of the biggest headlines in the NFL, I know I repeat myself, but it's true. You watch. One of the biggest headlines in the NFL this season when all said is done is, what happened to Dak? Guess we were wrong on that one. We thought he was good. He's not good. Eagles quarterback Doug Peterson said it best when he said, Dak Prescott did not have to beat one single team last year. Not one. You give any quarterback the best offensive line in football and a stud running back, playing quarterback's all of a sudden not so hard. Not as hard. There's a reason why nobody really wanted him in the draft. There's a reason why the Cowboys tried to pick three other quarterbacks in the draft before they were just forced to take Dak. There's a reason. He's just not a franchise quarterback. He's not. He's not a starter in the NFL. Don't act like you haven't seen this before. RG3? He won Rookie of the Year too. What were people saying going into his second year? Future Hall of Famer, right? Revolutionizing the game. This guy's going to be so great. The Redskins have a franchise quarterback for years to come. Right? Remember that? Garbage. Where's RG3 now? Wasn't very long ago. We were talking about him earlier in the show. Colin Kaepernick, right? Kaepernick is better than Dak. That's just true. Dak is a worse version of Colin Kaepernick. He won't be allowed wrong. He won't be allowed wrong. He won't be around long. It'll be a huge story. When I called it here first, Ryan Fairbanks on Cash Sports. Dak's a bust. Zeke, he's going to be suspended. Couple games. The guy's an idiot. Maybe try to stay out of trouble. Maybe. I mean, he punches a DJ, breaks his nose in a nightclub at 2 in the morning in Dallas just a week or two ago. Genius. That's brilliant. Brilliant, dude. What are you doing out partying in the club? Gets pulled over outside the Cowboys' new practice facility here in Frisco for doing 125 miles an hour. Genius. Brilliant. I mean, that's so smart. At the St. Patrick's Day parade here in Dallas, pulling a girl's titties out on the parade route. Brilliant. That's so smart. So smart. He's not acting like a serious NFL football player.
Football coming up. Here's the NFL schedule between yesterday and Sunday.
Whoa. Okay, so you just heard that. Now my iPhone is plugged in to what I'm doing here. And my iPhone turned on. It said, it thinks I asked Siri the question, hey, serious NFL football player. Oh, here it goes again. Did it again.
Here's what's coming up in the NFL between yesterday
These
and Sunday.
Things are freaking tracking devices that listen to you. I know that if you say, hey, Siri, it's supposed to pop on. Hey, Siri. See? Why are you a bitch?
I try to be good.
Why are you listening to me?
I am.
Yeah, I know you are. Why?
I don't know. Maybe the Genius Bar folks can answer that.
Dude, this is creepy, right? Phones are fucking... I'm turning my location services off and I'm turning Siri off. Hey, Siri, eat a bag of dicks. She said that's not nice. But yeah, the Cowboys are going to suck balls. You know they are. They're going to suck. I'm tired of talking about them. They got the worst defense in the NFL. Okay, hold on. I got to talk about Jerry Jones. Or just real quick, in the Hall of Fame. What? Now, if we're just talking as like owner-wise, right, a guy who bought the Cowboys for some millions of dollars and has turned it into a $4 billion thing, that's impressive. Very impressive. It's not like he bought the Jacksonville Jaguars and did that with them. They were the Dallas Cowboys when he bought them, okay? But how does a guy who, okay, good owner, I guess, good for the team, right? Good for the team financially. Very good. I get it. What the Hall of Fame? How is that even? He is the worst. Now, when he bought the Cowboys and he had Jimmy Johnson, right? And they won their three Super Bowls. That was Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson was picking the players, coaching the players. Jimmy Johnson was in charge of the football team. The team. The team that was built by Jimmy Johnson, not by Jerry Jones. Fast forward to there, they can't get along. Ego's involved. Jerry wants to be the man. He doesn't like that Jimmy is the man, so he gets rid of Jimmy. Since Jerry has been the GM and picking the talent, right, picking the players that are going to play for the Cowboys, picking the coaches that are going to coach for the team, since then, the Cowboys have been a dumpster fire, a doormat of the NFL. It's been two decades of nothing. What other general manager, just a general manager working for any franchise in the NFL, would still be working for that franchise after 20 years of never getting that team anywhere? It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't ever happen. Jason Garrett's a joke. The coach of the year last year, give me a break. He's a joke. He's an 8-8 guy, maybe. He's a douche. He's an awful coach. He wouldn't even be in the NFL if he didn't have the worst GM in the NFL, who happens to be the owner, keeping him. Jerry Jones has whiffed over and 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 over on players. Over and over and over. Criminals, thugs, wife beaters, drug users, DUI. I mean, he's just been awful. Awful, awful, awful. How does this guy and his terrible hairpiece, by the way, terrible hairpiece, get into the Hall of Fame? That's embarrassing for the Hall of Fame. I think it's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Again, business acumen, he's on point. He's a billionaire. All the respect in the world for Jerry Jones. As a personnel guy, a general manager in the NFL, a football guy, he sucks. But he gets to be that and continue to do it because he happens to be a billionaire and own the Cowboys. No one else would be given the chances and the opportunities that he has and been awful. No one. Would any other GM in the NFL, would any other owner in the NFL hire Jerry Jones to be their GM? Yeah, I'm going to hire the guy who hasn't managed to put together a successful team in 20 years. 20 years. Think about it. What other teams in the NFL have sucked for 20 years? No playoff success. That's where the Cowboys belong. Down in the bottom with the other crap teams. That's my tirade on Jerry frickin' Jones. I'm going to wrap this up here soon, but there's a couple of things I want to talk about. So in Miami, right, Tannehill goes down. I think Tannehill's very, very average. And they brought in Jay Cutler. Watch out for Miami. Watch out for Miami. Jay Cutler's a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill. New lease on life. Didn't work in Chicago. Didn't work out at all. Kind of retired. Kind of went out as like the, you really could have been great, Jay. Maybe he's a little more focused this time. You know what I mean? A second chance. We'll see. I mean, it'll be fun to watch. I definitely would rather watch Jay Cutler in Miami than Ryan Tannehill, who I think is not that good. Well, I did it. I did it on my own. I'm looking forward to watching Pawn Stars because OJ's Broncos going to be on there for $500,000. I know that was a total stupid side note, but anyways, Adam Teachout, you're welcome. I did it. You've got an hour, 59 minutes of Cash Sports Radio to listen to. I will try and do this more consistently. I say that every time as the NFL season approaches. But thanks for listening. I'd like to thank all my sponsors. I don't have any, but I like to thank them in case you did want to be a sponsor. I would thank you. So, peace in the Middle East. I love you. Have fun on your vacation, Adam Teachout. Bye.
just like